exit polls, the downfall of election night 4 years ago, were again part of the confusion in interpreting this year's results. Early on, those surveys of voters as they left polling places in battleground states seemed to signal a John Kerry win. The exit surveys are conducted for the television networks and news media and are helpful in explaining who voted and what was on voters' minds. NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams joins me now from New York. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
So, Juan, how off were those exit polls?
Well, it amounted to a cruel tease for Kerry supporters throughout the day. They seemed to indicate in states such as Florida and Ohio that Kerry had the lead.
Looking at the substance of the exit polls, what kind of mood were voters in?
Boy, I tell you, I think it was very pessimistic, Renee. They worried about terror attacks, worried about the economy, worried about the war in Iraq. 9 out of 10 also said they were worried about the cost of health care. And if they said that they were worried about another attack on the United States, they split their vote between Bush and Kerry. But if they said they were concerned about the war in Iraq, more than half said that the war has not improved U.S. security and that the war is going badly. And yet, of course, if they specifically looked at the war in Iraq and approved of it, then they voted for President Bush.
Let's work backwards here a little bit. Who were the Bush voters?
Well, Bush voters, if you look at it geographically, Renee, came from the southern states, the plain states, the mountain west states. They are people who, it's interesting, about half cited moral values as their top concern. Clearly, they were cultural conservatives, people who were married, lived in rural America, owned guns, went to church regularly. The president did make some gains among Latinos, women with no college education. And for the most part, Bush supporters said right at the top of their list of concern was terrorism, faith, and trust in the president's leadership.
And the Kerry voters?
Well, Kerry voters, again, let's look at it geographically. They came from the northeastern states and the Pacific coast states. So what you have here, if you put the two together, is that the Midwest, like Ohio, Wisconsin, Iowa, and some of the Southwest, really constitute a balance of power geographically. But the Kerry supporters, if you wanted to like break it down, Renee, were singles, people who weren't married, people who live in the big cities, don't own guns, they don't go to church regularly. He also got a lot of the first-time voters, and about a quarter of the Kerry supporters said they were very angry with the Bush administration. One thing that stood out to me was that the Kerry's people, the Kerry voters, said that they wanted strongly desired change. They ranked change as a priority.
And what about concerns about the economy?
Well, when it came to the economy, it helped John Kerry, Senator Kerry. People who said that the economy was not doing well, they gave their vote to Senator Kerry. Bush won big among people who said, about 45%, who said the economy was good or excellent.
Now, only about 1 in 10 voters, 18 to 24, came out, contrary to expectations of a big upsurge. What did they care about?
Well, they cared about, it's interesting, the economy and moral values were the top issues for young people. Iraq and terrorism, third and fourth. But yesterday's election, moral values, according to the exit polls, was the top issue among voters. And so it was the same was true for young people. They were just concerned about moral issues in the country. And then it came down to things like the economy, Iraq, and terrorism.
Juan, thanks very much.
My pleasure, Renee.
NPR senior correspondent Juan Williams.